Watch, Debra Messing busts hip-hop dance in Kamala t-shirt in PA. By BenQ on November 1, 2020. Donning a Kamala t-shirt and dancing to hip-hop music. Actress and left-wing activist Debra Messing took to the streets of Pennsylvania on Saturday to campaign for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Messing, appearing alongside actress Kathy Najimy. The pair met up with fellow Democratic Party activists and supporters at the Voter Activation Center in Jenkintown, north of Philadelphia. You never know what'll happen on the campaign trail. Debra Messing wrote on Instagram, alongside a video of she and Najimy addressing activists before spontaneously dancing to a hip-hop song. We visited the Voter Activation Center in Philly to thank all the volunteers and local election workers for their commitment and enthusiasm. And then, D-A-N-C-E-B-R-E-A-K. View this post on Instagram. You never know what'll happen on the campaign trail. We visited the Voter Activation Center in Philly to thank all the volunteers and local election workers for their commitment and enthusiasm. And then, D-A-N-C-E-B-R-E-A-K. Hashtag Pennsylvania, hashtag Philly, hashtag Pennsylvania, hashtag Jenkintown, hashtag election 2020, hashtag vote, hashtag Joe Biden, hashtag Biden Harris 2020, hashtag Biden 2020, hashtag vote 2020, hashtag vote blue at Kathy Najimy, hashtag Kathy Najimy. A post shared by Debra Messing, at their Al Debra Messing, on October 31, 2020 at 11:11 p.m. PDT. After busting out in dance, the two women went door-to-door to rally voters ahead of Tuesday's presidential election, where the result in Pennsylvania could prove crucial to who takes home the presidency. View this post on Instagram. We're in Montgomery County, PA going door-to-door. Hashtag got happy Halloween. At Kathy Najimy, hashtag election 2020, hashtag Joe Biden, hashtag Biden Harris. A post shared by Debra Messing, at their Al Debra Messing, on October 31, 2020 at 12:18 p.m. PDT. Debra Messing remains one of the most unhinged of Joe Biden's Hollywood supporters. In September, the Will and Grace star falsely described President Donald Trump as a rapist and a pedophile on Twitter, receiving no sanctions from the social media company in the process. She has also courted controversy for her racist remarks, after last year suggesting that Trump's African-American supporters must suffer from a mental illness. Messing and Najimy campaigning for Joe Biden and the Democratic Party took place as Trump held an impressively large rally in Newtown, Pennsylvania, that has caused concern within left-wing circles about potential voter enthusiasm. According to a poll taken by the Trafalgar Group released earlier this week, Trump has taken a narrow lead in the state after months of trailing Biden by up to 10 points. Follow BenQ on Parler, Facebook, or Twitter. You can email him at q@breitbart.com.